Well, one of the things that was interesting was the whole blind testing thing.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. That's very interesting.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I wrote a lot about this that it would take a whole hour just to talk about it. But you can look up there's an article about the blind testing experience and what the importance of small differences are. But I did the blind testing session mainly to push the reset button on people's brain. Mm. So I'll give you, for instance, one of the people, and I won't call that one person out relative to everybody else because there's sort of similar stories. But one guy that came in, he came in and he was all excited, of course, and sort of expect that. And he started just talking about the characteristics of the various pieces of gear from all his experience of reading online. So he walked in the door having all sorts of expectations. And of course, yeah. Expectations is the enemy of evaluative listening, you know, because yes. You're going to expect one thing to sound a certain way. Well, your brain's going to try to help you out if it can.
Yes.
Well, anyway, so he came in and he was all excited and stuff like that. And he says, well, first we're going to do this blind testing thing. And he sat down to do it and started switching the box around. I should explain that I had three amplifiers that I could wire to a switch box and I could change which switch position was which amplifier. Mm. And so he sat down and we started this process where he would switch between. And at first, you would tell them which amplifier was on which setting so they could learn the sound. And so he sat down and he started listening and he goes, oh, my gosh, there's no difference hardly at all. And he said, and these were the headphones. I had the HE1000s on them. He said, these were the headphones I so wanted to listen to, and they just sound like headphones. And I go, well, yeah, they're headphones. But he was expecting a miracle because of all the gushing words that he'd heard about it over the internet, you know. And so that blind testing session did a really great job of resetting people's buttons, of understanding that the differences, you know, there isn't huge differences between amplifiers. And that's the point I wanted to make with that blind testing was, look, there's not a huge difference between amplifiers. You're going to have to listen carefully and you're going to have to listen for subtleties and things like that. Anyway, it was great fun. Certainly some people did better than others on the blind testing and, uh-huh. and it there seemed to be a correlation between the my opinion and how well and their opinions, depending on how well they did on the test. The guy who did the best on the tests, his opinions were really spot on in my view. So
wow.
So there is a relationship there.